Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
McAvoy scores!
This is Charlie McAvoy.
Charlie McAvoy!
You're listening to the home of the Bruins. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich, weekday mornings, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Toucher and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 Mile? All right, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 Miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
We're trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Doublechin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom D. Jackie. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall dick, where you at? Check me out.
And how about this? 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich, and in a moment that hasn't happened in almost 2 months, on my left side, Waldick, and on my right side, Mr. Brandon Merriweather.
Hey, hey.
On the phone together for the very first time in a long time. Brandon Merriweather, what's up, man?
What's up, y'all? What's good? What's up, Waldick? Welcome back.
Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm all right, man. They were trying to get your job away, though, but I held it down for you. Don't worry about it.
I heard. I appreciate the backup. Thanks.
What'd you think of that guy that was trying to take Wallach's job?
He was trash. Don't worry about Wallach. I got you, though.
I appreciate the loyalty. Good stuff.
I didn't mean to say he defended you the entire time, John. I mean, he was like, I don't like this guy. And then finally kind of warmed up to him.
But at the end.
But at least, you know what? We have a weird situation this morning, Brandon, because Fred is not here this morning. And Joe Murray, the guy who's filling in for Waldick, is here as well. So
What's up, Brandon?
What's up, Joe? I hope you do a better job for Fred than you did for Waldick.
Or we'll just call him Trash for now on.
Yeah.
I mean, Joey Trash, I think, might be his new nickname. So what the hell happened? This season was weird, Brandon. You got to admit, the entire season with the Patriots, just from the offseason stuff to Brady not getting a contract to the whole videotaping to just with Antonio Brown, a million weird things happened this season. And for it to end this way, it just seemed like a culmination of all of it. What the hell went wrong with this team, man?
I honestly can't tell you, man. I just think it was a bunch of everything. Like you just said, it was a bunch of everything. I think Tom needed more help from his receivers. I think, you know, they needed a better offensive line. You know, I think the defense needed to tackle better. I think it was a lot of small things that, you know, piled up in the end.
All right, so the big talk now is whether or not Brady is going to leave the team. Do you think that he can find success? I mean, matter of fact, we had a guy from The Athletic, Jeff Howen, here a second ago, that he believes that the best spot for him would be with Mike Vrabel and with the Titans. And I thought that sounds like a perfect spot for him because it's a great running game, really good offensive line. It's a guy that he'll be playing for that's one of his good friends. Do you see him leaving the Patriots if they don't end up ponying up the money that he wants?
No. No. I don't see Brady playing for anybody else. I think if Brady not playing for the Patriots next year, I think he retire. I think he watched, his idol Joe Montana do it and go somewhere and be a little successful. But I think the way he wanted to do it would be with one team his whole career.
But do you think there isn't a part of him? It's almost everyone talks about how competitive he is. Don't you think there's almost part of him that wants to see if he can do it without Belichick and also looks at this organization as saying, man, I'm the best player of all time. And time after time again, you have made me take a discount. And this time I'm going to do this on my own.
Same can be said for the head coach, who you're very familiar with, Belichick. I'm the best head coach of all time. I don't need Tom Brady here to be successful.
Right. Couldn't you see that possibly happening because of his competitive nature?
Right, but, Bill went, 11-5 with Matt Castle. Bill went, 13-3 with Drew Bledsoe. So Bill is proven. So I don't think Bill is saying, I could do it without Tom Brady. But I could see Tom saying, I could do it without Bill and wanting to show people he could do it. I could see that. But I personally don't see Tom going anywhere. To be honest, I wouldn't even be a fan of Tom going anywhere. It would be weird to me.
Now, did you hear what Logan Ryan said about Kyle Van Noy's comments about how they were going to go on a revenge tour? And Logan Ryan afterwards was like, well, it looks like we ended your tour early and ripped on him for what I guess around the whole locker room. They were talking about how they were feeling disrespected. Did you get to hear that comment?
No, I didn't. That's funny, though.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because he was like, listen, I love everyone in the Patriots because I got a bunch of friends there. I respect all of them. And he goes, but Kyle Van Noy needs to shut his mouth.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't hear nothing about that at all. Why would Kyle say they're going on a revenge tour, though?
Okay, so you agree that that was something that, if you're in the locker room and you're playing with Kyle Van Noy and you hear him say they're going on a revenge tour, that would piss you off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What's the revenge tour for, though?
Oh, I guess it's the teams that
They got blown out in Tennessee last year, and they lost to both Baltimore and Kansas City, their potential next two opponents after Tennessee this year.
Right, so if you're a Patriot and you're on the same team as Kyle Van Noy and you hear him saying that, do you pull him aside and go, what's going on here?
No, I don't. You got to let people be themselves. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. But I personally wouldn't have felt like that. You were defending Super Bowl champs, so it ain't no tour you need to be on. But, it's people need to be coming to knock you off, not you going to knock other people off.
But Bill was all about the bulletin board material, right? When you played there, didn't Bill Belichick bring up things that were said by other teams? Famously, he talked about the parade route. Who was it? Carolina was planning, or which team was it?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bill is all about, you're giving people ammo. And I'm sure Mike Vrabel did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everything Bill would pull, I'm sure Mike did the same exact thing.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he played the video that Tom Brady made. It was about a lion wakes up and eats the hell out of some hyenas.
Well,
they get
picked at by the hyenas who keep picking at the lion until the lion decides to wake up and kill everybody.
You like Mike Vrabel, right? He seems like a guy that you'd love to play for, right?
Yeah. I actually played with Mike Vrabel.
Oh, you guys crossed over. That's right. Did you have a year? How long were you together?
Like 3 years. I think it was 3 years, and then he left.
Okay, so what was Mike Vrabel like when you played with him?
Just like he is as a coach, he was funny. He was a company guy. He was all about business. He was a good guy, man. Mike was all around good guy.
Was he one of the few guys that could get away with talking trash to some of the ones you weren't supposed to talk trash to normally?
Absolutely, Mike. But you got to understand, Mike. Though Mike ain't holding nothing back. You know what I mean? Mike gave it to everybody. If you did something wrong, Mike was going to give it to you. And even Bill, Mike would say something to Bill. Mike would say something to anybody. But that was just him. So you kind of got to let people like that you know, get away with more.
What did he say to Bill Belichick? Like, what's something that you heard? Because you just, it's tough to imagine anyone giving Bill Belichick any crap.
No, it's a couple people that, you know, would you know, play with Bill, crack jokes, and, you know, give Bill shit. It's a couple people. Okay. You know, just not. Oh, my bad. I forgot.
That's all right, man. It's all right.
I missed you so much.
We get nice and comfortable around here. I'm digging it. You got two more dumps.
Don't get me wrong. I can't remember nothing verbatim, but, you know, Mike was one of them people that always did, though.
All right, I'm looking at Tom Brady and his obvious frustration with the receivers this year, and whether or not that factors in him coming back or not, I'm not sure. But there are only a couple of receivers that he truly trusts in this offense, and Julian Edelman was one of them. We saw him with a big drop at the end of the playoff game, and he, I think, led the NFL in drops this year. Julian Edelman is kind of in the same boat as a guy that you used to play with, Wes Welker. He just seems to be, you know, in his mid-30s and a slot receiver. He's taken a lot of hits. How long a future do you think a guy like Edelman has in this league after all the punishment he's taken?
Edelman is one of them guys who takes very good care of his body. So, honestly, I could see Edelman playing until he feel like retiring. Like, he does all the small things very well. Like, what he does, you don't have to be fast for. You don't have to be, you know, he's crafty. You know, he could play as long as he like. He's going to find a way to get open. And he gonna, all the little small things, he gonna block well. He gonna be annoying to you, like, so he's that guy. So I could see him playing as long as he feel like playing.
And I wanted to ask you about the defense, which was top ranked in the NFL for the entire season, but they seemed to struggle a little bit down the stretch. What did you see that was different other than the quality of competition?
Actually, you know it's crazy. This wasn't the first team that had success running the ball on the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a couple of teams that have ran the ball very well. It's the team that try to go out and throw the ball and beat you passing that has a problem. So you know, I seen this a long time ago. I just thought, you know, when nobody going to actually sit down and try to run it down their throat like, you know, Tennessee did.
Yeah, Cleveland, like, they ran all over the Patriots then, too, and that was right in the middle of their boogeyman phase when they were crushing everybody.
Yeah, wait, Brandon, what do you think about nicknames?
They also had, you know, five turnovers against, you know, so against Cleveland. Like, Cleveland would have had the same success if Nick Chubb didn't fumble the first three possessions of the game.
What do you think about the defense giving themselves a nickname like the Boogeymen? Are you in on that or not?
No, I'm not. I think a nickname is somebody else give you, you know, like the Legion of Boom. Like, people just start saying it and it stuck with them. You know, it ain't something they start calling themselves. You know, I think a nickname is something you give, you know, somebody else give to you and not you give to yourself.
Right. It's like calling Joe Murray trash. Which is apparently
that's going to stick.
A new nickname.
I hope that ain't your nickname, homie. Listen. I just don't think you better than John Wall did, man. I don't think you better than Wall did, man. That's it.
We've learned, Brandon. You give a nickname, that thing sticks.
Amen, brother.
I mean, we go out in public, people are yelling, "Wall Dick, where you at?" Matter of fact, you saw the video of all the ladies with the, you know, the bottle service.
Yeah, I seen it, man. That was neat. Wall Dick, you should have been there, Wall Dick. You should have been there, man. That would have been perfect.
It would have been great.
I wanted to get one of those giant Wallach heads that we have for them to carry that out. That would have made it even better. That big gap teeth right next to the gigantic Wall Dick sign, it would have made everything perfect. But, Brandon,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, listen, it was great having you on. Glad that you're going to be with us. I don't know. Is this it? Is this it for Brandon?
I don't know, man. All I know is I supposed to came up that man, and there ain't nobody going.
Brandon, things have fallen through the cracks quite a bit. We have a new program director, so we don't quite know what the hell's going on in a lot of different areas. So, I mean, they're doing as good of a job as they can do, in fairness. But
I don't think they're doing a bad job. I just say ain't nobody called me. I told them to call me. Ain't nobody called me.
No, they did not. All right, we'll have to bug some people. All right, Brandon, we'll at least try to talk to you one more time, because I don't want this to be the end. I want all of us to be here. Fred, me, Waldick, and Trash. We'll all try to be in there next time.
All right, man.
See you, Brandon. Yeah. You too, man. We'll talk to you soon. Brandon Merriweather, by the way, brought to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines, the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD, 800-51-MOVER, dnvanlines.com. Joe Murray, I listened to a lot of him this weekend as I was driving around. You know who he hates? Josh McDaniels. We will get to that and a couple other things right after this.
The games are only half of it. Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, again, I don't want to get too much into the future and stuff. I mean, this team has fought hard. You know, we battled every day. We tried to get better. We worked hard to improve. You know, I was proud to be a part of this team, not only this year, but every year. You know, I just don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, I'm not going to predict it. And no one needs to make choices at this point. You know, I love playing football. I love playing for this team. I love playing for this team for two decades and winning a lot of games. Again, I don't know what it looks like moving forward, so we'll just take it day by day.
.985 Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich, and we had a special guest in studio for the next ride with us till 10 o'clock. My God, he's been working a lot this weekend.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
Good friend Joe Murray filling in while Fred is gone. And I want to get to some of the stuff with Tom Brady because Peter King wrote something interesting this morning. But first of all, you were at the game. Were you not this weekend?
Yes, I was there. I was here after the Bruins game. They lost 4-1, and that was just a beauty. Then took calls up until 5 o'clock. Pre-game came in, and drove him with the crew.
The Kowloon crew.
The Kowloon crew. Minus Sergeant Jay Stu, though.
No, where was Sarge?
Is that really the Kowloon crew if there's no Sarge?
I mean, Andy was there. He was the maestro. We brought Sean Silver along and Matt McCarthy this time.
Hang on. So if Sarge and Jay Stu are there, but Andy Wong isn't that kind of like when Guns N' Roses went on tour and it was just Axl? Because, I mean, to be quite honest, Jay Stu's kind of Slash, isn't he? And,
yeah. My father would say it would be the Rat Pack without Sinatra and Dean Martin.
Yeah, no. Because Andy Wong is the guy. He's the front man. You can't have the Kowloon crew without Andy Wong. So is Sarge persona non grata?
No, Sarge actually working PA at the Patriots game.
Oh, that's right. No wonder they had a bad season.
That's right.
No. It's the curse of Sarge. I'll roll with it if you will. I'm getting thumbs up all around the room.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are we blaming the season on Sarge?
I'm good.
Cool, yeah. Man. Then that's what it is. It's the curse of Sarge. It's the same way that I will always blame the downfall of the Bruins every time that they end up losing on the curse of Dale Arnold. Ever since Dale Arnold took over.
Well, I've been on board with that for a while.
Yeah, two thumbs up from John on that one. Yeah. I mean, Catherine Tappan, things are smoking. They end up winning the Stanley Cup. Yep. And then, you know, Dale Arnold shows up and it's all over. So maybe, just maybe.
Interesting.
It was the curse of Sarge on the PA.
He did sound well. I'll give him that. And now, your Patriots cheerleader.
I bet he sounded well. Oh,
by the way, someone pointed this out to me, and ever since they did, I can't unhear it. Joe Tessitore is Sarge. Sarge is Joe Tessitore. They're the same person.
All right, I have to hear this.
They have the exact same voice.
I would like I would like some matching sound clips, please.
Like, I mean, at any moment, like if he looked into the cameras, and went, aha, like it would be Sarge. Jesus God. Matter of fact, if you could just take Sarge doing announcements and compare it to Joe Tessitore,
I'd love to hear it.
It's almost exact, and it drives me crazy now when I listen to it. I'm like, oh my God.
Every Monday night. Fantastic.
Are they done? Is that it? They're not doing any of these
games. He did a playoff game, did he not?
No, I know, but after this weekend, that's it, though, right? ESPN's out, right? Or ESPN, yeah. All right. So you went to the game.
So we went there. We all drove in together. Went to our little pregame show, a little pregame beforehand. Mm-hmm. People noticed us, like all over, like people coming up to us, taking photos, all that stuff.
Nice.
Was it
Sarge?
Sarge wasn't there. It was just myself, Andy Wong.
So who's the star? Did they go to Wong or did they go to you?
I might have been me. I'm humble.
This man right
I'm
here.
A humble man. I don't. You can call me trash. All right, that's fine.
You were the star.
I might have been. I don't know. Matt McCarthy was. Sean Silver was there. I don't know. There were others there. But I had a bet on the Texans, and everyone's rooting for Buffalo. And I'm the only guy in there rooting for the Texans.
I wanted Buffalo to win so bad.
They screwed it up. They both almost screwed it up.
I know.
The postseason's way more fun when Buffalo's involved. Way more fun.
They're up 16-0 in the third quarter. There's no excuse.
No excuse, and they... Probably after that 4th-and-1, they still could have won the game.
And that was the only home team that won.
And they also needed that miracle Deshaun Watson. Yep. I mean, that dude was tackled by two guys, and he got out.
Well, you mentioned home teams back-to-back years, 3 out of 4 road teams have won now in the wild card playoffs. So keep that in mind when you're going to bet next year, because this weekend was wild. It was a wild card weekend. Anyways, long story short, we ordered a ton of food, drinks, whatever.
Is it all like no charge?
I don't know.
Where were you guys during all this?
I'll give a Scorpion bar.
Where were you? Seriously, where did Andy have you guys for this
party? We were in front of a huge big screen.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Can I just tell the one quick story? So Joe Murray tells me that they went to the Encore one time, and they were going to Mystique, which is it's like an Asian fusion type restaurant. And they go there, and he went with Andy Wong, and I think Jay Stu was there and Sarge. Mm. And you know what they ordered? Everything on the menu.
Literally. Even
like,
duck.
Literally. 4 people, everything on the menu.
Doggy packs for everybody when you left?
I mean, I love Andy. He just goes, Joe, you just order everything for the table. I'm like, yeah. He goes, no, you got to order everything.
Oh, you're doing recon.
I'm like, all right, man.
Recon.
So I'm sitting there like, can we get this? Can we get that?
All right.
We cleaned house, though. Clean house. And I'm like full of my drinks, you know that feeling. Okay, now I got to walk into the place. So like, there's a line to get into the stadium, and then all of a sudden it says like handicapped accessible or whatever. And I just walk up to the guy, and I'm like, hey man, I'm fat, I'm tired. Like, can I just take the elevator? I'm not lying. This true story. Guy goes, yeah, just tell him you hurt your knee. All right. So I walk in, they give me a towel, because I would have never gotten a towel to get into the game.
Can I just quickly ask, how many times have you used the, come on, man, I'm just fat, and I'm tired. Like, how many times have you used it, and how many times has it worked?
I tried in Vegas when I was there, because one of the rideshare programs wouldn't come through there.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, man, like, I got to walk over there to get that one, and like... It didn't work.
You straight up said, I'm fat and I'm tired. Help me. Yes. And they helped. Unbelievable.
Bought the Patriots game. Yes. Because they were like, oh, what section are you in? And they're like, oh, you got to take stairs. You're eligible. And I was like, yes. So somehow, some way, we get up to the elevator and we're in the Putnam Club.
Of course you are.
And you don't leave, right?
Of course you are.
I don't leave. What's the whole first half? Inside the Putnam Club, sitting in like you know, it's like a fireplace.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
I'm looking outside, watching the games on television. Outstanding.
All right, so you said that somebody came up to you and like had some words with you.
So at the end, I'm leaving. I'm trying to get out of there, and we had John was out, but there was a Bud Light contest where people would send in videos.
I was out.
So Rich was out too, and so we had 3 finalists here in
right.
One of the fellows that was a finalist who lost, I ran into at the end.
Oh, boy.
And he was not happy with me.
Why you?
He thinks that I didn't pick him to win the contest. And I was being hard on him. And that was the point of the contest.
Because it was supposed to, if I'm not mistaken, the concept was whoever can, like, prove that they know the most about the Patriots or the biggest fans. Super fan. So what did he say to you?
He just came at me. He was just like, you rigged that thing. I should have won that thing. He was like poking me. So I was like, coming at me, bro, for a second.
You actually said that?
He's like, just give me 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, I'll give you 30 seconds. I told him to call in over the weekend. Like, he didn't, though.
He said, and you went, you're coming at me?
I was kind of like, dude, you're pointing at me. You're putting your finger on me. Like, what's going on?
How drunk were you at the time?
I was not, but I was very upset. I was very upset at the time. The Patriots just lost.
Yeah.
Right? A winnable game, by the way. I lost my bet, so I'm unhappy. And then the second the game ended, I'm not lying, It's like in, if you watch The Wizard of Oz and all of a sudden she's like, you know, it goes from like black and white to color. The game ended and it downpoured. Like literally started pouring outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And I run into this guy and I'm like, I'm trying to get to my car. And he's tired. Oh, you didn't pick me. I should have won.
Oh,
God.
Anybody crying?
No, but you know what? The place cleared out. There were no Brady chants at the end.
Wasn't
nothing.
That weird? Like it ended like completely strangely.
And before, like it was a weird, foggy night. Just the atmosphere was very odd in that place.
That worries me. If this D indeed does go the other way, and let's say Belichick's wrong and it was Brady, and Brady leaves and the franchise all of a sudden is 5-11, what happens to the fan base? My sneaking suspicion has always been then the stadium will be three quarters to half full.
I'll tell you right now, like I'm up in the air about season tickets next year.
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah. That's why I went to the game, because it might be the last.
They won.
Think they'll give them to you if you just tell them that you're fat?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever
Putnam Club? I'm really fat.
Real quick, has anybody ever gotten anything or any kind of like cool advantage or something for free just by telling someone you were fat?
You're on the scooter program at Disney World.
617-779-0985. God, that's the best.
It worked.
It's brilliant.
Because you know what? If I'm that guy, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, just go.
But he goes, what? I'm in the 200s. And he's like, well, you got to take stairs. So here you go. Come on in. He like made a valid case for me.
It wasn't enough that he let you in ahead of everyone else. You had to push him and ask for the elevator.
You knock some guy with crutches out of the way.
Unbelievable.
Some old dude.
My God.
Room for Joey Trash. All right. We will take your calls, and also we will get into this article that gives a little bit. Robert Kraft was interviewed this past Saturday about what he thinks the future holds for Tom Brady. We'll do that. Here is Joe Murray with your headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I know that you keep saying that. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. Is there any possibility that you would retire after this last season?
I would say it's pretty unlikely, but yeah, hopefully unlikely.
All right, 98.5 is Sports. It's Toucher Rich. I want to get to this thing, but real quick. Joe had mentioned something that he didn't want to walk up the stairs over at Gillette, and he just went to one of the security guys and said, hey, man, I'm fat and I'm lazy. Can I just use the escalator that's usually used for what, like the
handicap?
Okay. And he's like, sure, dude. And I just thought that was one of the, I've never heard of anyone just saying that. Come on, man, just let me do it. And I said, has anybody else pulled a stunt like that? Troy on line one. What's up, Troy?
What's up? So I'm a big guy, and I get a lot of good stuff because of this belly. Like at bars, I get my drinks topped off most of the time, but I'm just like, dude, come on. And they look at my face and they're like, top them off. Or like if I'm going through Chipotle, or something like that, and they, you know, make those little pathetic burritos. I'm always like, dude, come on, look at me. And they're like, you know what? You're right. Scoop, scoop, scoop. Or another good thing that happens to me a lot is when I go into a place, a lot of times they're like, there he is. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know it. And I get a drink that way.
It sounds like my life.
So when you're saying, come on, like, are you pointing at your stomach, like, when they're not putting enough meat?
Yeah. Oh yeah, right on my belly. Like, come on, man, look at this thing. I'm not gonna fill it up with that.
Wait,
like,
how big a man are you?
I am 5'11", about 315.
Okay. All right. Well, that's right. Yeah. There you go. So I love this. I've never heard of this happening before, but I will take calls to break up the Patriots stuff all morning long about fat guys who get free stuff for being fat. I love it. And the honesty, I think, is what enamors people. It's just like, all right, cool, man. If you're going to say that, sure. Here you go. Have that. Oh, God.
I didn't want to wait in that line, though. Like, have you ever been in like that? that thing's bad.
Oh, yeah. Because
everyone's taking whatever they can, and then leave trash cans there.
Well, hold on. What about the people you were with?
So the crew went ahead of me.
Oh, all right.
And it was just me and my buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's go to Tim. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to take these. Tim, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Don't know if anybody's ever been over to Japan. First thing, would highly recommend it. But we spent 2 days at the Disney parks over there. And I swear to God, the first ride we went on, I'm a bigger, you know, bigger dude, about 250 pounds. And in line for the ride, and all of a sudden the attendants are like, wait, no, 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 and they barely speak English, but with hand signals, they're signaling me and a couple other members of the traveling party over to this side door, So we don't know what the hell's going on. And underneath the door in, like, this cover, there's the ride vehicle. So they pull the three of us into the ride vehicle to make sure that the white people fit because we're on the heavier side. And the rides aren't exactly designed for those of us built the way that we are. So they pull us under the tent behind the line, make sure we fit in the ride vehicle. They give us a thumbs up, like, yep, okay, you guys are okay. Then they throw us in the middle of the line.
So you didn't really get any advantage. Like you didn't just get, you weren't able to get on the ride from that point. You had to get fit and then go back in line?
They put us in, like, the middle of the line.
Oh,
we had,
okay.
It wasn't like you have to go all the way out, so it wasn't quite like the fast pass. But okay. It was like, oh, you guys are a little bigger than us, but make sure you fit. Then, okay, you can go in.
And you got the fat pass.
that's probably the way I put it. I like that.
All right, that's awesome, Tim. That's great. I'm sorry. That stuff is the best. All right, so Peter King has an article out this morning, and he sat down with both Robert Kraft and Tom Brady, and Tom Brady was after the game, and he does say something that's kind of interesting in this. First of all, Peter King just seems to be fawning over Tom Brady. Brady, clear-eyed and looking more like 32 than 42. Ugh. Sat in an office near the Patriots locker room near midnight, less than an hour after the New England dynasty had been shaken to the core. He wore a navy button-down shirt, blue khakis, tan boots, a navy ski cap, and the look of a man who absolutely does not know what 2020 beyond holds for him as he faces true freedom for the first time in his career. He goes, quote, "I'm not crushingly disappointed," Brady said, looking me straight in the eyes. "I think we fought hard. Our head is held high. We're competitors. Every season doesn't end in a Super Bowl win. It's exciting when it does. You relish those when you have those opportunities, and we've had them more than anything else." More than anyone else, rather. He goes, "I'm proud of the guys for fighting hard, but those other guys, the Titans, are competitive too, and they deserve to win tonight. We just didn't make the plays the last half of the season that we needed to make, didn't make the plays tonight." He said, first time, and Peter King goes, "First time in 20 years you're truly a free man. How do you feel about that right now?" Brady says, "Yeah, I think I'll explore those opportunities whenever they are. If it's the Patriots, great. If that doesn't work, I don't know. I just don't know. I love playing football. I still want to play football. I think I still can play football at a championship level. I've just got to go do it. I'm motivated to get back to work and training." And I saw Mike Giardi actually take that quote, and he goes, what that is right there is that is a message to all the other teams out there. Make me an offer. No question. That's exactly what he's saying right
there. If he stays with the Patriots, just trying to read between the lines here, let's say everyone agrees to play nice and he stays with the Patriots, does that mean he's going to attend all the offseason stuff
that he didn't attend the last time? That's got to be a requirement, don't you think?
Especially after this past year.
There's no question.
Worked a year ago, but this year is bad.
Listen, even if you're the biggest Brady defender, you can't tell me that extra time that he could have spent during the off-season workouts to get chemistry with these younger players.
This is the first time it's really costing.
Yeah, you can't tell me that wouldn't have been helpful in some sort of way. That some of this lack of chemistry, or a lot of it, is on him.
If you're the competitor, you say you are. And you just read it. You know, I got to get back to work. I got to get back to training. That absolutely includes coming here for passing camp, coming here for OTAs, coming here for the voluntary, quotation, fingers, workout. I mean, you got to be here. You got to get that great parking spot next to the door that you used to own.
Adam, you're on Toucher and Rich. What's up, Adam? You're on line three.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So, being fat is a pretty nice advantage. I'm 6 foot, 300 pounds, and every time I have to rent a car, I always go for the Scion type of car thing. And once I get to the counter, they show me the car, and I'm like, really? I don't fit here. Well, what should we do, guys? They always upgrade me to the medium size. There's only one time that they gave me an SUV. But, I mean, it's a pretty sweet deal. That's why I'm not intending to go on a diet. There's a whole bunch of advantages to it.
Adam, do you do the same thing where you just point at your stomach and go, hey, come on?
It's funny because when you said that, I was laughing. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, come on, look at me.
Everyone's got the same answer. I just love the move. It's like the karate chop to the stomach. Like, come on, look at this. Look at this right here. Come on. Oh, God.
Joe Murray, have you ever done that to get an upgrade?
Happened to me in Florida. We had like some sort of like small car, and then we ended up getting a Suburban. Felt like Tony Soprano driving around the Keys.
Damn it, I've been going about things the wrong way all
that,
these years.
That Jesus. Is the best. All right, well, Robert Kraft was asked about Tom Brady's future. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. Joe Murray in studio. Fred is out today. And let's wrap this up. I'm sorry. So Joe Murray ended up being able to use a handicap escalator because he didn't want to walk up the stairs because he just...
It was the handicap accessible area.
Okay. and the excuse was you went up to the guy and said what?
I said, I'm fat and I'm tired. Can I use the elevator?
Okay. And so I just got people calling in.
And it
saying,
was a joke.
Hey, well, I didn't course. Even... And the guy was like, sure. So people have been calling in saying what free stuff they've gotten because they were fat. Let's go to line six. Let's go to Marissa. Marissa, what's up? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hi. So I'm not a big person. I'm on the smaller side. But I used to work at Lint Chocolate at the outlets. And we once had a gentleman... He came up and I handed him a free sample of a truffle and he lifted up his belly and he shook it at me and he said, do you think that's enough for this? And I laughed so hard that I said, if you have the balls to do that, you deserve all of these balls, which truffles are in the shape of a ball. So I handed him a fistful.
I mean, of course.
Good for you.
Of course, the guy did the
good
truffle shuffle right in front of you. No pun intended. Let's go real quick. Chris, line one. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. I was actually in Charlotte, and I'm a big dude. I'm like 6'6", 310.
Wow.
And I'm in the airport, and I see the two terminal ladies looking at me. And they come up and approach me, and they offer me an upgrade in my seat so I wouldn't bother other passengers. So not even that, they pre-boarded me with the military and elderly people first so I could pick my seat.
God bless. That is awesome.
Chris.
That's great.
Well, kind of. I mean, you're
no, that is great.
That's great. What is the downside to that?
I mean, you know, you're boarding with the elderly.
So?
I mean, that takes a little bit of hit to your pride, doesn't it?
Well, it's not like you demanded to be on board.
I know.
They're like, all right, you go.
I know. Listen, it's great, I'm sure, to get the best seat in the house. That's awesome. And
yeah.
You get a pick. But, I mean, then again, they're saying, hey, the elderly and you get off board right now. That's got to be somewhat of a little hit to the ego, I would think. All right. So this is going to be weird. This whole offseason is going to be so strange because nobody really knows who's going where. But we are starting to hear each side of the equation. And when it comes to Tom Brady, there's really only two other opinions that matter outside of Tom's, and that is Bill Belichick's and Robert Kraft's. So from everything I believe, I think that Robert Kraft made his decision who he wanted to show his loyalty to last offseason when they didn't give Tom Brady the money that he wanted. And I thought it was wise. I was like, if you're going to pick between Tom Brady, an aging quarterback, and Bill Belichick, the greatest quarterback of all time, or the greatest coach of all time, and someone who could do it for 5 to 10 years if he wanted to, then you go with the guy with a longer shelf life. It's just a tough decision that you have to make, tough as far as you don't want to have to do it, but it was the right decision. However, Robert Kraft talked to Peter King in a couple of hours before Saturday night's game. So this was before the loss. And he was asked about Brady's future. And Robert Kraft said, before the season started, it was very important to Tom that he be free to do whatever he wanted to do at the end of the year. You know what I said to myself? That any person who plays 20 years for this team and helps us get to 6 Super Bowls and has been really selfless has earned that right. I love the young man like he's part of my family, blood family. Anyone who's done that has earned the right to control his future after 20 years. And you know, my hope and prayer is number one, he play for the Patriots, or number two, he retires. He has the freedom to decide what he wants to do and what's in his own best personal interest. He said approving Brady's wish was difficult, obviously, for Kraft. He's a fan, and he's been going to Patriots games. Then he talks about all his stuff, and he shows him a picture of Johnny Unitas and blah, 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 blah. And he said, I asked Kraft if this has been a melancholy week for him, knowing this could be Brady's last game as a Patriot in Foxborough. He thought for 4 or 5 seconds. I don't know if I'd say melancholy. I just think I realized that I shouldn't take for granted how lucky we have been. I saw a stat the Buffalo Bills haven't won a playoff game since 95, not one, and that brought it home. We've won over 30, so how lucky we've been. But we also know you can't rest on your laurels. Things change, and you've got to have an edge. and look to how you can keep things going the best that you can. I learned more in that interview about Tom Brady than I did about Robert Kraft. The Tom Brady one is essentially him saying, I'd like to play for the Patriots if I can, but if I don't, you know, but if it's not the Patriots, seems like he's telling them, make me an offer.
Yeah, no, he's gone. He's gone. This we've read both sides of it, and we had a chance to watch Brady after his press conference and a chance to watch Belichick yesterday in his wrap-up press conference with the media. The overwhelming odds are against Tom Brady being this team's quarterback.
You know what? To be honest, as a Patriots fan, I almost only want to see Tom Brady back if they make drastic moves on the rest of the offense.
Like not Josh McDaniels.
I know you hate Josh McDaniels.
No. Anybody watch that game? That was the worst called game I've ever seen in my life.
So it's all Josh McDaniels' fault.
I think Josh McDaniels was trying to be sexy. They ran the ball 6 times in the second half. They had 80 yards rushing in the first half and went away from it. You were down by 1 point.
Did you see them on the 1-yard line, first and 10, try to punch it through with a running game and it didn't work?
They handed it to a linebacker. What are you doing? You have Rex Burkhead, James White, Sony Michel, and Tom Brady, the greatest sneak artist of all time. Nobody can sit here today and say that Josh McDaniels he was terrible.
I think Brady was so banged up, the quarterback sneak was off the table.
Edelman should have been a punt returer late in the game.
Brady should have been sneaky. Pass.
And listen, it's hard to get on Edelman. But guys, look at it. Walker had issues like that late in his career.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing it with Edelman now.
Well, we said it earlier in the game. I think John Walker and I both agree that if Edelman catches that ball, they win the game. And I'm not going to put the entire game on him because also if they would have punched
down the field and scored,
if they would have punched it through with, as I said, at first and 10, like there's no reason that should have ever happened.
Let me just say this one last time. The last 4 weeks, the game plan has changed. They go with running the football. It works against Buffalo. And then all of a sudden it's panic time and things change with the offense. That's a McDaniels thing. And personally, I think it's about trying to be flashy to try to get a new job. Because running the football last year worked. This year, not sexy.
All right, let's get to Bob Soucy, who called the game on Saturday night here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, the voice of your New England Patriots. We will get his take on what happened and what he thinks the future is going to bring right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.